time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. A little bit later on, we'll talk with Kaawah County Football Assistant Coach and Kaawah County High School Athletic Director Jeff Riley. The Tigers with a big playoff game at Mayfield Friday night, so that's coming up a little bit later. But we'll start the day with Dave Winder of Murray State University. We've got him on the phone. Dave, good morning. Thanks for coming back on the show.
You know, whenever I hear you do that great intro to your show, and I'm not sure what that music is, but it's some rock and roll, I know that.
Yeah, it's kind of a knockoff of
right with,
yeah, it's
right
an AC/DC knockoff. Yeah, so that's kind of
it. So yeah, man, everything's good, and you know, it is crossover season, so we've got, man, it's signing week too, so you probably see a lot of signings across the board in all of our sports starting yesterday. So it's busy, but it's fun.
Well, first of all, big football game at Kroger Field this week.
That's right. The Racers going to go up and play the Kentucky Wildcats. This will be the third time they have met, and that is a 12:30 Central Time, 1:30 Eastern Time start up at Kroger Field. And, you know, the Racers just trying to improve, and right now the improvement I'm seeing hasn't led to any wins yet, but I did see a better offensive game from the Racers last week. They scored 31 points against a ranked Missouri State team, but lost at 59-31. So that's three straight weeks the Racers have given up more than 50 points. So defensively, you know, just trying to stop the run. If you can't stop the run, everything else is going to snowball on you. But you know, I got to commend Coach Jody Wright. I just think the Racers have largely kept fighting the good fight, and the guys on the team, especially the seniors, there was 20 of them we honored last week for the last home game. They understand that they're not going to be here when things do get better, but they are going to be part of the start of things getting better. So there's just a lot of teaching going on and a lot of culture building for Coach Wright right now. And they've been very busy on the recruiting trail, too, because this is really their first 12-month cycle recruiting class coming up here.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the Murray State football program kind of in a building phase right now, trying to get up to the level of the Missouri Valley Football Conference. And, you know, I think the Valley has been great for most racer sports, but football's kind of struggling to get up to – you know, you look at the Missouri Valley Football Conference, and teams are ranked 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the country.
Yeah, and at the beginning of the season, there were 7 teams ranked in the main FCS poll. So, yeah, every week, if you watch the games that the Racers are playing in conference, and you just see the size difference, the speed difference, that's where the Racers have got to try to get. And it'll just be interesting to see what they're going to come up with. Because I think you could recruit to Murray. Murray State's got a lot to offer. And, you know, just infrastructure within the program, there's more funds being poured into football right now than in the history of the program. And we all know that what you spend on a sport in the collegiate level, no matter what the sport is, it directly is compared to your opponents and what they're spending. And a lot of times that's directly, it correlates to your ability to win in whatever league you're in. So, you know, one thing new that's going to be in by next season is just a beautiful brand new video board at Roy Stewart Stadium. That's going to enhance the fan experience and the student athlete experience. So that's one thing we're going to add between now and next season. And hopefully going to add a lot of good players that we can develop. And, you know, when it comes to the offensive and defensive lines, I've heard many, many coaches over the years state that you want to automatically redshirt those linemen and let them grow. And then by the time they're fourth-year juniors and fifth-year seniors, then you've got some really high-level offensive linemen. So we both know that building in football, it takes seasons. It doesn't just take months. There's a lot of other sports like college basketball where you get a couple of key players, you can turn a basketball team around real quick. But football's a little different.
We talked about the game at UK coming up this Saturday. Do games like that kind of help pay for some of those improvements that Murray State's making as far as facilities go?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the first time in Murray State history that they have played two SEC teams in the same season. Of course, they opened up with Missouri back at the end of August and now playing Kentucky here late in the season. This is the latest that Murray State's ever played a FBS team in the season. And so, yes, these funds, but they all don't just go to football. They're helping in some way or fashion many of our sports at Murray State. But, you know, in racer circles, you just know that Racer Nation has talked about it for years. Why hasn't Murray State played Kentucky in basketball? And I remember way back when Rick Pitino was there, there was one time in a press conference, and this is back when Popeye Jones was doing his thing, Murray State's Hall of Fame big man, who went on to play 12 years in the NBA, asked him, hey, you know, what about a game with Murray State? He says, I'll play him once Popeye graduates.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, will it happen someday? I think it will. When will it happen? I have no idea, Todd. I just know that it does become a topic now and then amongst our fan base, for sure. But, you know, that game at Missouri was over 60,000 people that Murray State played in front of. The last time Kentucky hosted Murray State was 2018, and there was over 63,000 there. I remember because I was on the sideline shooting pictures, and it was just electric to see the Racers play in front of that many people. Now, I don't know what kind of crowd they'll have Saturday. If the weather's good, I think they'll have a really good crowd. But Murray State's all-time largest crowd they played football in front of was that game at Georgia. I think that was 2019. That was more than 70,000 was at that game. So, and you know, and for our student athletes, I remember when I played baseball for Coach Johnny Reagan at Murray State, we had a weekend that we played at Arkansas. They were in the top 10 at the time. You might remember Jeff King, who played in the big leagues. You imagine him with an aluminum bat. He hit a ball that I think is still going against us. But, you know, I was really excited to go play at an SEC ballpark and compete against a really good team. That was a good experience for me. So our football players are going to get the second experience of this, and that's good for them to have those experiences. And then, of course, the funds that we get from these games is very important to our athletics department.
Take us behind the scenes just a little bit. How do those games come about? Because, you know, obviously Murray State plays Kentucky. In some other sports, there's usually a baseball game. So, obviously, there's a relationship there of some sorts.
Well, I'm not really, and never have been, really on the inside of scheduling these games. That's fell on the desk of our athletics director and our head football coach. So, I just know that we have these scheduled sometimes 5 years or more out. And it's amazing how football scheduling is like that. It's like, boy, you got games scheduled out sometimes 10 years in advance, I've seen before, and then trying to get those conference schedules several years out so everybody knows when you're playing your conference game so then you can fill in with your non-conference. But it is a dynamic thing. And I remember, what was it, a couple of years ago, Nick Saban was at Alabama, and I'm pretty sure Jody Wright was still on his staff at the time. And they played, it might have been Jackson State when Deion Sanders was the coach. And I just remember Saban during his weekly press conference just saying, he wants to play these games where the FCS team is playing up to the FBS level, because he's like, these teams these programs. If we're going to keep FCS football alive, then the money that they get from playing up is very important. And I think he's right. So that was a really good comment. That was several years ago, but that was a good thing. So, of course, we're in a period here. It just depends on how the calendar falls. We will get to play 12 games again next season. And we'll be announcing that 25 schedule here very soon.
We're talking this morning with Dave Winder from Murray State University. And switching gears a little bit, you mentioned we're kind of in that crossover season with football going on, basketball going on. And since the last time we spoke, the 100th season of Racer basketball has gotten underway.
Yeah, I had a blast last Thursday, Friday. I got a chance to go with the team up to Pittsburgh, and I'm a big Steelers fan, Todd. So for me, just to be in downtown Pittsburgh, and I took two walks across the river over to PNC Park where the Pirates play, and then right next door, about a quarter mile away, is a Chrysler Stadium, I think they call it. It's not Heinz Field anymore, where the Steelers play. So it was just great for me to be in that that atmosphere, even though the Steelers were on the road. They beat the Redskins Saturday in dramatic fashion. But just to be there was really fun for me, and to talk to other Steeler fans. But when we played basketball with 9 minutes to go, Terrence Harcum hit back-to-back three-point shots to give the Racers the lead. And then I think we kind of fell in love with the three a little bit. We missed our next 5 three-pointers and missed 6 of our next 7 shots. And I think we only scored one more field goal the rest of the way. 83-68 was the final. But, you know, Pittsburgh, they're coached by Jeff Capel, who was a great player in his own right. And he's got his best team since he's been there. So there was a good crowd there, and it was a good atmosphere. And it was a high-level game, and I think Steve Prohm was very happy with the way the team played, the way they competed, and showed a high energy level. But there's just some things defensively he's cleaning up this week, and then offensively they talk constantly about shot selection. And the idea of shot selection, it changes during the shot clock, doesn't it? You know, a shot that's good with 10 seconds to go on the clock is not good with 20. And it's just that playing together and figuring out how we need to play the best and getting good three-point looks. Every shot matters on where you take it and when, but especially three-pointers. You know, hopefully the Racers, I think they're better at defending the three this season, but we'll see as that plays out. We're going down to Middle Tennessee Saturday, and the basketball game there will be tipping off about the time the football game is finished in Lexington. So I'm not going to Lexington. I'm going with basketball down to Murfreesboro.
Well, and you have to play those kind of basketball games early in the season to get you ready for the Missouri Valley Conference. And, you know, this is already the third season for the Racers in that conference.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it? You know, looking at the early going here, UT Martin went up and beat Illinois State on their home court. Last night, Middle Tennessee handled Evansville. I think that was a 16 or 17 point spread there. Bradley looks like, you know, it's a good reason they were picked number one in the preseason. They're off to a good start. I think Drake is playing very well right now also. And, you know, it'll be fun. This is a fun time of year with college basketball because you're playing. I love playing teams we've never played before, and we'll get a taste of that next week. You probably heard of Maryland Eastern Shore. They're coming in next Wednesday to Murray, and then a week from tomorrow, Utah Valley is coming in. That'll be two Division I teams that Murray State's never played before. And then, of course, on the horizon is that trip to Honolulu for the Hawaiian Airlines Diamondhead Classic Christmas week, and the Racers will play Nebraska in the first game, and then either play the home team, Hawaii, or Charlotte in the second game. So, you know, building right now, I think we're in a good spot. We've got 5 seniors that we're starting, and we'll go down Saturday take on the old OVC foe, Middle Tennessee. You know, we played each other, from the late 1950s up till 2000 as a conference game.
Busy time, like you mentioned earlier in the sports schedule. And, you know, usually when we call you, you're in Murray, but today you're not in Murray, right?
That's right. I'm in Louisville. I'm actually at my daughter's home in LaGrange. I came up and saw her and Travis and little Olivia, one of my granddaughters, last night. I'm going to be over at the Sealback Hotel in downtown Louisville tonight for the Kentucky Golf Hall of Fame induction for Murray State's founder of the women's golf program, Velvet Milkman, who is a Murray native and retired a couple of years ago. And I had the privilege of covering Murray State women's golf my entire career at Murray State, and just seeing the high level of player that Velvet consistently brought into her program over and over and over again over those 20 plus years I was with her. Just to see her get this honor tonight for the Kentucky Golf Hall of Fame is awesome. She is also in our 2024 Hall of Fame class, and we have set the date to honor that class as January 17th. That's the Friday night before we play Bradley the next day. So not only is she going into the Kentucky Golf Hall of Fame, she's going into the Murray State Hall of Fame, and just really proud of Velvet. 12 OVC championships in her career. She coached 29 seasons. And like I said, she started women's golf at Murray State in 1993. And there for a long time, she was the only coach that Murray State ever had. So a lot of her former players are going to be here tonight to enjoy this too. And then there's a lot of her former players that are coming back in January to be there when she goes into the Murray State Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Congratulations again to her. And, Dave, getting toward the end of our talk, and usually at this time I ask you about the St. Louis Cardinals. Are we looking at a rebuild in St. Louis? We don't usually talk about that very much, but kind of looks like that's what we're headed for.
Well, they're going to let the young guys play, and I'm fine with that. I don't know about this idea of moving Wilson Contreras to first base. I think you'd want somebody playing first base that's a little taller than he is, but he is getting to the age where he's caught a lot of games, and you know the long term health of him being able to hit probably goes up if he's not behind the plate so much. So that, I think that's what they're thinking. He's still got a good bit on his contract, so. We will see. And then I still think the Cardinals will make some moves over the winter here. And it won't be too long. It'll be spring training.
Yeah, you know, playing the young guys is not necessarily a bad thing because the Cardinals do have some nice young talent in the organization.
Well, and they've got some guys that you really thought were going to be great. And I'm looking at you, Nolan Gorman.
Right.
you know, and... Gosh, I know he's trying, and he's just got to find a way to cut down on how many times he strikes out. He's one of the players that strikes out the most. They got to get him going. And then of course Mason Wynn. You know, I don't think they haven't announced the rookie of the year. They won't do that here for a little while still yet. I don't think, unless I totally missed it, but. You know, he's got a chance to be the best shortstop that the Cardinals have ever had if he gets his offense going. He's already as good as Ozzie Smith ever was, I think. So, we shall see.
Yeah, there's always hope, right? Always next season, and we'll be there cheering him on. All right.
Yeah,
Dave.
It won't be that long. I was just looking at the Cardinals website here. The winter warm-up has already been scheduled in January. I don't usually get to go to that because I'm busy with basketball, but one of these days I'm going to go up there. It's a pretty cool thing to kind of kick off the coming season. And then you hope Nolan Arenado can get back to his level. But he's just like Goldschmidt. So all of a sudden, in their mid-30s, there's a year where they fall off and you think, okay, well, their best years are behind them, right?
You just never know, though. Some guys have a bounce-back season or two, so sometimes you can catch a guy on a rebound and get a few more years out of him, but we'll see. It'll be fun. Spring training's always fun, and, you know, by the time next season starts, I'll be fired up about it and have myself convinced the Cardinals are going to win the division.
Well, I will always be a fan. That's kind of my hobby is Cardinal baseball.
Well, all right, Dave. Appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Glad we could talk to you from Louisville today, and look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Yes, sir. We'll talk soon, Todd. You have a great day.
All right, you too, Dave. Thanks.
That's Dave Winder from Murray State University. As always, appreciate him coming on the Sideline Report here on WPKY. We need to get to a break. We'll be talking with Kaumau County football assistant coach and the school's athletic director, Jeff Riley, here in just a minute. So stay with us as we continue here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The holiday season is around the corner. Are you filled with joy and happiness, or do you dread this time of year? If the anticipated cost of buying gifts and attending festivities is causing sleepless nights, maybe it's time to visit ABC Finance. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000 with quick decisions, usually within an hour. And they offer deferred payment options too, giving you a little longer to pay on the loan. Happy holidays from the team at ABC Finance.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morris at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
It's time to hear sound the way your brain is built to hear with the Intrigue AI rechargeable hearing aid at Audibel. This technological breakthrough is so sophisticated, it can make 80 million adjustments an hour. They're waterproof, sweatproof, and they last over 40 hours on a single charge. Nobody else does that. The Intrigue AI is the biggest leap forward in hearing technology ever. Get it at Audibel, Paducah, Murray, and Eddyville. And when you hear well, at Audibel.
It's fall, y'all. I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth so you can enjoy this beautiful fall weather. We are now offering our fall car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses inspected. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton or visit us online at PurcellTire.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, we appreciate Dave Winder taking time to talk about Murray State sports this morning. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to talk with Jeff Riley from Kaumau County High School. He's the assistant football coach, athletic director. Tigers with a big game coming up Friday night down at Mayfield in the Class 2A playoffs. It's a second-round matchup after beating Fort Campbell last week in the first round. So we're going to talk some football when we come back. Stay with us here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
Hi, this is Lauren Brandon, and I'm proud to have served in this community for 45 years. As a bank that's been part of the Princeton community for over 139 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we have worked alongside. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need, knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in and joining us this morning. Now in the studio with us, Jeff Riley, Kaawa County Football Assistant Coach, the Athletic Director at Kaawa County High School. And Jeff, welcome back to the show. You guys have a big game coming up Friday.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, we do. It's a big one. It's the biggest one of the year, and I think the kids are excited to go play. And, you know, you just go down there and kind of put your best foot forward and see what happens.
A big challenge when you have to go to Mayfield, but you have to be careful not to play the Mayfield mystique. You just want to play the guys in the other uniforms.
Yeah, we've talked about that some this week about how you don't want to give them the game before you get there, and you still got to go. And you know they've got really good players and are a really good team, but they got to, you know, they're 17, 18 year old kids just like we are, and they got to go get ready to play. And we've talked to our kids about the importance of making them play and not going down there too psyched out or too fired up or whatever or too worried about what's going to happen. Just go play one play at a time and make them execute and just relax and enjoy being the underdog, and let's go make them beat us, let's make them perform to get the win, and maybe we can outplay them a little bit, and you never know, shock somebody. The best team on paper doesn't always win.
Well, I think it was 6 weeks ago you guys met down there, and Mayfield won that night 47-14, but I think you guys felt like you maybe left a few points on the table, and not only that, but I think you guys feel like you're a better football team right now than you were 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think our kids have a lot of confidence, and they've kind of embraced the idea and kind of, finally got to feel some success, and that's kind of compounded a little bit. And their preparation and focus and, our senior leadership has been really good, so I think we are a little better football team than we were when we went down there the first time. And, they're obviously good, and they're obviously Mayfield, and they are who they are. But you got to go play the games, and playing good competition is part of the fun of playing and challenging yourself a little bit. So I think our kids are ready to go down there and give it their best shot and go fly around and just relax and play football and have fun and see if you can steal one from them.
And it's the second round of the playoffs. So you're going to be playing somebody pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, every week the teams get cut in half. So, before long the best teams emerge. And, once you kind of get to this level, well, in our district there's always good teams. Murray and Crittenden are also good teams. So we're not foreign to good competition. We've been on the field with good competition all year. So hopefully that'll bode well for us Friday night and give our kids some confidence that we can go play.
Offensively, it seems like the passing game has really found its footing the last two or three weeks, because Daylon Lander, I think, 869 yards in three games, 13 touchdown passes the last three games. So
the passing game is kind of finding it the top gear right now.
Yeah, you can see Daylon's confidence grow every time. You can see it at practice, and you can see him, you know, kind of taking some ownership of things that don't go well sometimes that he's taken on, and you can see his confidence get with receivers and timing. And, you know, he's blessed. He's got some senior wide receivers that he can get the ball to, and, you know, they've done a really good job of making things happen, and he's starting to get confidence in the reads and things. And, you know, sometimes it looks easier than it is. And, you know, Coach Stallings has done a really good job coaching him up and getting him ready to go play. And, you know, he's a gifted athlete, and we look for more of those things from him, whether we're playing Mayfield or anybody else.
Offensively, you guys are top 50 points each of the last two games, averaging 47 points over the last three. So from a defensive perspective, you like it when the offense puts a lot of points.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. That takes a lot of pressure off of you defensively. And, you know, our offense has been, as here in the last half of the season, have gotten pretty well-rounded. If you give us the run, we can take the run. And if you try to take the run away, we've been able to take things in the passing game. And, you know, that's a really good thing offensively when you can do that. And that's a testament to Coach Stallings and the kids on the offensive side of the ball. And they've done a really good job of that. And, of course, defensively, you know, you always want to stop people and you always want to be able to stop the run and take away big plays. That's kind of how we try to play and, you know, make people drive to beat you and hope that, you know, maybe you can cause a turnover or get a mistake. And, you know, I don't think our philosophy will change much Friday night. I think Mayfield's a big play team, and, you know, they've got weapons, and they want to get the ball in the end zone quick, and they'll play with tempo. So, you know, we've just got to be prepared for that defensively and try to get people on the ground and make them, you know, if they're going to beat us, make them drive the football to beat us and not give them, you know, 20 and 30 yard explosive plays to score.
We've talked about that first meeting before and how we had the ball in the red zone five times, and we got as deep as the Mayfield 31 two other times. So that's seven possessions where you're kind of in scoring range, and out of those seven possessions, first time around, we only got 7 points. So you got to feel like if you put 28 points on the board out of those seven possessions, you're right there in the game with Mayfield.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope our kids see that. I know Coach has done a good job of showing them the things that he thinks we can do offensively. And, you know, we won't be able to do exactly the same thing because they're a well-coached football team. And, you know, they'll go back and watch film like we do, and they'll take away some of the things we had some success with. But, you know, they get you bottled up in the red zone, and they've got good team speed that factors in some things. But, you know, getting down there and being able to drive the ball gives you confidence, and you just try to find ways to put the thing in the end zone. And if you do that, and then that puts a little pressure on them and takes a little pressure off your defense, and you never know, you can have yourself a ball game. So that's kind of what we're hoping to do.
Yeah, you're just trying to stay in that thing as long as you can. And like I said, if you finish off drives, that gives you a better chance to hang in there.
Yeah, and, you know, having a good kicker, you know, trying to get – you know, you're not going to beat them with field goals, but having the ability to score when you get close is a big deal. And, you know, that's going to be part of it. And, you know, that's all those things. For us to go down there and win, we'll have to have a really good team effort, but I think our kids are poised and ready to kind of go do that. We've done a lot of special team stuff. We've had some good special teams play over the last few weeks, and defensively our kids have a lot of confidence. We have three or four kids that are flying around and playing with confidence. So, you know, we're in a better spot than we were the first time we went down there, so hopefully we'll have a better showing.
We're talking with Jeff Riley, Caldwell County Football Assistant Coach and Caldwell County High School Athletic Director. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to plan your future. Contact Woodman Life Craig Smiley, 1009 West Main Street, Princeton, 270-365-6111.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
You only turn 130 once, and Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Adventure just got better at West Kentucky ATVs.
We're moved to our new location on Highway 62 West in Princeton.
just a mile past Walmart. With a trusted lineup of pre-owned ATVs and a new range of parts, accessories, and services, we're ready to enhance your riding experience.
Gear up for your next outdoor journey with the people who know adventure. Keep watching for new inventory and stay updated on Facebook.
West Kentucky ATVs, here to power your journey. Ready, set, ride!
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
We are back on the Sideline Report at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Talking this morning with Jeff Riley, Kaua County Football Assistant Coach, and also Kaua County High School Athletic Director. And Jeff, are you a big scoreigami guy?
Well, only when you bring it up. So if you bring it up and it means that we win, then I'm all in on it.
Well, I don't know if a lot of people know what scoreigami is, but it's just a unique score that has never happened before. And you know, I knew the last couple of weeks we'd been hitting those because we'd had some kind of different scores, you know, 36-27 against Crittenden County, 54-22 against Trigg, 51-22 against Fort Campbell, and those aren't scores you see a whole lot anyway. But I finally went back through the whole season. I found 8 scoreigamis this year. So,
wow.
So you guys have been having some really unique scores to your games.
I like the last 3 better than the first ones, to be honest with you. But, yeah, that is pretty unique. You know, it's not very often you do things that haven't been done. So hopefully those equate wins.
Yeah, and that's what 70 years of football plus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Scores. And so just interesting. You know, you go back and look at some of them. 42-6 against Topkins Central. The Madisonville game was 52-14. Graves was 46-21. McCracken was 44-27. The first Mayfield game, 47-14. And just, I think typically back in the day, your football scores were 14-7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess that is that's surprising. 42-6. That was the first time there was a 42-6.
Yeah.
That's pretty unique. That seems a little more common, but yeah, that is unique. You never know. And I need guys like you to tell me about things like that.
Well, it's a busy time of year for you guys. We talked with Dave Winder earlier and talked about we're kind of in that changeover position where you still got football going, basketball season's getting going, and you guys have a home basketball scrimmage coming up on Saturday, so you're kind of in that busy time again.
Well, you kind of get a little lull when soccer and volleyball ends and you just have football, and then right before football kind of wraps up, you kind of start basketball and wrestling, so it's about to kind of get started again. The girls have a little home wrestling scrimmage with Ohio County at the Butler Gym tonight, and then on Saturday the boys host Ballard Memorial for a basketball scrimmage. So they're starting to get going. I think the girls will scrimmage over at Crittenden County late next week, maybe Saturday of next week. I have to go back and look at my calendar to be for sure, but it's getting going. It's about to start winter sports. So.
And maybe a new look coming to the Cab Gym.
Well, I don't know if you've been there if anybody's been there for volleyball, but they had a new paint job over the summer. Kind of got rid of the beige and kind of added some white, so it's a lot brighter in there. And I think we're going to try to add some sports recognition banners on one of the walls and try to kind of spruce it up so we can add a little gold and a little blue. So we have a little blue, white, and gold in there to kind of give it a Caldwell County feel. So hopefully each of our sports will be represented, and that'll maybe be a little more economic way to kind of keep our I don't know, accomplishments up to date.
Yeah,
that's kind of what we thought. So
well, when you start looking back at district champions and region runners up, I mean, it's a pretty long list.
It is. There's a lot of, and if you go back, I think the banners that are hanging from the rafters were last updated in 08. And so if you go back and try to update from 08 to 24, you're talking about maybe 15 or 20 additional banners. So then you start saying, well, do we have enough room to continue to hang banners from the rafters? And eventually, I mean, it's a good problem to have, obviously. You're going to run out of room for rafter banners or the, you know, flag, whatever you want to call them. So we've seen a couple other places where they've kind of put consolidated banners on one side and got every sports represented. So we thought that with a Caldwell County flair would look good in our place. So we waited till the gym got painted, and now the gym's painted, so we're looking to add some banners. And when Willie gets them painted, printed up for us over at New Direction, we're gonna hang them on the wall, and we hope everybody will be proud of them as we are.
Yeah, can't wait to see that. All the improvements coming to the gym. We need to get to another break. We're talking with Jeff Riley this morning. We'll come back and have more after this as we continue on the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
I'm Jeff McDaniels, financial advisor with InvestFB. My favorite part of what we do is helping clients realize that doing small things consistently can add up to bigger successes down the road.
Success on the basketball court is a lot like that. If you do enough little things right, your chances of winning improve.
Travis, I could not have said that better. Having a great team around you can't hurt either.
Yes, sir. Everyone needs someone to hold the ladder when cutting down the nets.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
H&R AgriPower is your local Case IH dealer. For a limited time, take advantage of 0% financing for 84 months on new Case IH Farm All and Vestrom tractors. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new tractor that works as hard as you. Case IH Farm Alls and Vestroms. Whether you're mowing, baling, feeding, loading, mowing, you name it, H&R AgriPower has a tractor for you. Stop by and see the team at H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today and talk to the sales team about their limited time financing offer. You don't want to miss. While supplies last, customers must qualify for program with CNHI Capital.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. We're talking with Jeff Riley, Kaawa County High School Athletic Director, one of the football coaches. Tiger football headed to Mayfield Friday night. Kickoff time 7 o'clock as the Tigers take on the Mayfield Cardinals in the second round of the playoffs. And Jeff, does it help you or hurt you that you've seen Mayfield already once this season? And what can you learn from that first meeting?
Well, I hope it helps. I hope the kids, you know, will take the positives from that game and understand that, you know, Mayfield's a really good football team and you have to perform well to win, but they're not, you know, you're not playing the Titans. And, you know, because their mystique is a big part of going over there and playing. So I think it helps in that aspect that they've been there and done that trip and they kind of have a greater understanding of what it takes to go over there and compete and play well. So, and then obviously, just like any other game, you watch the film and you look and see what we did well and you try to maximize what we did well and you try to learn from the things that we didn't do well over there. And I think we know we're going to have to tackle and be more physical to compete with them. We're going to have to, you know, rally to the football and not leave our feet and do things like that to give yourself a chance, just the same as you would against any good football team. And then, you know, I hope they get confidence from seeing the fact that if we eliminate some turnovers and, like you said earlier, you know, we can put the ball in the end zone when we get in the red zone, that we're not that far away from being able to compete with those guys. And hopefully the confidence will come from that. And, you know, if you get too caught up in score watching and you let scores and stats be how you think, then, you know, it's not necessarily a positive thing. So the kids really have to be mature enough to handle it the right way and take the things that we're trying to show them. And, you know, hopefully they will and buy into it. They've done a really good job of that the last 4 or 5 weeks. So hopefully that'll continue.
A couple of turnovers early in the game last time kind of turned things. I think Mayfield ended up with 3 touchdowns in about a minute of actual game time between the first quarter and the start of the second quarter. And that kind of skewed that game a little bit. And, you know, it's a situation where I think if we take care of the football, it'll be a lot closer game.
Yeah, and just, you know, any football game. But, yeah, obviously you can't give a team like Mayfield chances to keep and go score because they're going to do it. So, yeah, we've got to definitely take care of the football and eliminate turnovers and, you know, not get drive-killing penalties. And, you know, you got to, first thing you do to win is not beat yourself. And, you know, those are two things that everybody looks at to try not to do. So, you know, you talk about, the maturity that you get over the last few weeks since we played them last time, and you hope that you get into that game that helps out. And you have to understand it's the playoffs, and that's a time that Mayfield thrives, so they're going to be fired up to go play too, and you have to match that intensity. So, you know, it's not an easy task by any stretch, but, you know, I hope it's a challenge that our kids welcome because I think our coaches are excited to go back over there, and we're excited to put a team on the field and just go see how much better we've gotten. And, you know, that's a really good measuring stick. If you can knock off the defending state champs, you've had a pretty good year, yeah, no matter what happens.
Well, one thing that hurts is you lost Luke Maddox to an injury last week, and it seems like you guys had just gotten everybody back, and all your playmakers were out there, and you were having a good time, and just unfortunate that Luke Maddox, trying to make a play on a kickoff return, suffered a couple of injuries, and he's going to be out for the season.
Yeah, it is. That stinks for our team because Luke's talent is unmistakable, but it really stinks for Luke that his season had to end that way. But, you know, we use this term too loosely in sports sometimes, the warrior term, but Luke is a warrior. He demonstrates that, and he demonstrated that with his toughness and his calmness Friday night on the field after suffering those two big injuries. And thank goodness he's home, and hopefully, you know, he's getting some rest and healing up, and you know, with the goal of trying to get back for the track season, I think, according to a little bird told me that mm-hmm. is at school. And so, you know, it stinks losing Luke, and it stinks, you know, we got a couple other kids that have been out with injury that are, you know, important to us and add some depth to us. So we're a little banged up, but everybody's banged up this time of year. So, you know, I think we had another young man who had surgery, so our thoughts are with him as he's recovering from knee surgery this week. So we hope, you know, all our guys that are banged up can, you know, come back and recover and get ready to go, and hopefully our team can go and have their back and give them something positive to root for on Friday night.
And you guys weren't overly deep to begin with.
No, we haven't had great numbers this year, so. You know, one of the things that's kind of a little bit of an Achilles, especially when you play the bigger schools, is some depth. So, you know, but you know, we've had the next man up mentality, and you know, when the guys in the secondary went down, some of the receiver guys had to step in the secondary, and now some of those guys have gotten banged up. So, we've made some adjustments, and you know, the kids that are making the adjustments are senior kids with a lot of experience, and I think they understand what it's going to take. And so, I'm pretty confident that, you know, we're going to go over there and give it our best shot and give a great effort, and because we've done that all year, and I don't expect anything less from our kids. And I hope we put a product on the field that a community can be proud of, and you know, hopefully that'll result in a win.
Well, and you guys have had to move some people around, but I think that's mostly been a success. And even to the point, a couple of guys have new numbers than what we saw them with earlier in the year. So you do whatever you got to do.
Yeah, and that's, you know, our kids have had a really good – I think one of the biggest differences in this team and teams a couple – you know, in the last couple of years is their attitude. They've had a really good attitude, and, you know, we'll do whatever you want us to do, coach. And, you know, you talk about, you know – I mean, I teased Jack Roach coming off the field Friday night. We're just going to throw him in at corner so he can play every position on the field before he gets out of high school. And he's been great about, you know, switching numbers and playing linebacker and guard. And, you know, we put Seth Trusty in a different number to be a backup lineman, and we added a Carter Bedell to the offensive line from outside linebacker and moved to an offensive line. He had to switch numbers too, so those guys have done a really good job of that. And you know, I think I was talking to you. Nobody will know this name, but maybe me and you. But you know, Eli Stevens is basically Bill Bates for our team. He remember Bill Bates from the 70s Cowboys. Yeah. He would run around, wore number 40, but played about every spot on offense and defense and special teams. And he's been huge for us. So you know, those kids have really embraced that. You can go down the list of the senior kids that have done a really good job. So you know, we're going to rely heavily on those guys. Eli's going to play a big part in the defense on Friday night, and you know, Gus and Luke. Luke Parker are going to have to do some, you know, things that are a little bit different for them and play some different positions. And, you know, Coach McGowan's got some stuff schemed up that's going to be a little bit different look than what Mayfield saw the first time. So, you know, there's going to be some changes, but we have confidence that our kids can do that. And especially we're relying on those senior leaders that have kind of been there and done that. So hopefully we'll get a little polish up in this afternoon and go have a good meal somewhere and get up tomorrow ready to play football.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, Princeton, Kentucky. Talking with Jeff Riley as the Tigers get ready to go to Mayfield Friday night. And, Jeff, anything Tiger fans need to know as far as going to the game on Friday?
No, I think it's a GoFan link, so you can get a GoFan link. They do have a cash gate, but the cash gate's not the main gate. So that's kind of that's a real big difference. I think you can pay cash at the bottom gate, but the rest of their, I think they only really have two. Those are all GoFan gates, so it will make things go faster if you get you a GoFan ticket before you get over there Friday night. I don't think there are any other special things, just a playoff game at Mayfield, and so that's always a special atmosphere to go and experience. So you go over there, and we need almost as many cheering for us as they have for them. So we need to pack the stands and, you know, give these guys a little extra motivation when the game's in question, I guess.
And winter sports coming up, tickets on sale for those?
Yeah. One of the things, if you are interested in reserve basketball seats and you've had them in the past, we're not going to sell them out from under you. Just contact me and let me know at the school or email or text or whatever works best for you, and we'll hold your seats for you. And if you're interested in purchasing some, then let me know. Tiger Madness is coming up towards the end of the month, and we'll be set up at Tiger Madness to kind of get some ticket stuff taken care of then too, if you want. So there's a few open seats available. So if anybody's interested, they just need to contact the school and let me know that they are, and we'll get the process going and get you taken care of.
All right. Good luck to you guys Friday night, and good luck with everything coming up.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having us, man.
That's Jeff Riley, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director, and also a assistant football coach. The Tigers headed to Mayfield Friday night, and if you can't make it to the game, we'll have all the action right here on WPKY. Again, thanks to Dave Winder from Murray State University for joining us on the show today as well. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.